Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you that your word is alive. It is full of power, sharper than any double-edged sword, piercing, even dividing asunder soul and spirit, joints and marrow. God, and it is the discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Teach us, God, lead us, guide us, bring us into all truth. Cause us to understand your word, cause us to comprehend it, cause us to get it. You said in all your getting, get understanding. That's what you said in your book of Proverbs. So God, we come to get it all. Say, I'm getting it all. Say, I'm getting it all. Say, I'm not leaving nothing on the table. God, you prepare a table for us in the presence of our enemies. I ain't thinking about the devil, but I bind you, Satan, in Jesus' name. You will not steal this word. It's going into good ground to bring forth great fruit in abundance. In Jesus' name, I declare that done. And Father, in Jesus' name, I remind him that he is going to the lake of fire. There is no remedy for you, so we resist you. You must flee. Goodbye. See you later, if at all. We call you the blessings of God upon your people. In Jesus' name, I declare it done. And everybody said, amen. Go ahead and be seated. Thank God that we're here today. Now, I got a couple of places I go quick. Now, I'm going to be quick. I know how to do things like this because I was in broadcasting, and we had to always meet the network or join the network or whatever, and you got to do that by the second. You can't sit there and play no games, especially if it's something that all the other network affiliates are picking up on or as well. So let's go to Joshua chapter 7 and verse number 1. Joshua chapter 7 and verse number 1. We have tried and tried to run at this thing. We keep hitting something and have to delay and deter, take a detour and go somewhere else. But we've got to get to it. I want to get to this and finish this off because I am trying to help you to understand that we can be able to make negative or positive results for those coming after us based on our behavior. Based on what you're doing right now, you will cause generations after you to be blessed or to be cursed. We're about to go into our legacy program as part of our At Zero program. Put the At Zero up there anyhow. Just put the image out there. We're about to go to the legacy part of this, paying this building off. And there are many of you that are going to sow into this to be able to bless generations after us so they don't have what we deal with currently, which is called a mortgage. They will have no mortgage on this building and any other buildings that we own. Okay? Because God told me, I'm at zero. I don't know why you're not. When it comes to this mortgage, I'm at zero. So you might as well get like me. Now, I believe this is not just going to happen for this church, the building here, but it's coming to your house, a debt-free attitude. I had to get a credit card because I wanted my credit rating. Not that I'm going to borrow anything, but my credit rating, I didn't like how high it was. Was it 750 or something like that? And I want 820. And I still ain't borrowing nothing. I don't need to borrow. I'll lend, but I don't borrow. In order to do that, I had to get a credit card. So I get a credit card and I pay it off. Get a credit card and pay it off. Pay it off. Pay it off. Every month, just pay it off. Don't go past 30% on that credit card. Don't put more than 30% of what your limit is. Don't put more than that, because if you put more than 30%, they think you're living off of it. Okay? So if you got a $1,000 limit on your credit card, I'm just giving some instructions. If you got a $1,000 limit on your credit card, don't go past $300 a month. I wouldn't go past $250 on that card. And your credit rating, all other things considered, of course, you're paying your bills everywhere else, or you don't have none like us. I mean, it's just going to shoot up instantly almost. What was that again? Well, Kathy, I can't talk about light bills. They don't come on my credit report. Yeah, we know we got mortgage. I mean, we got stuff that we got to keep the lights on and drink some water and flush the toilet. She's so detailed. And I'll get in the car, she'll say, you forgot about the toilet. I say, girl, we paid a water bill, but it doesn't go on my credit report. Okay. So I'm saying that God is at zero. I'm just telling you. Now, that's going to bless not just this generation that's using this building right now, but the generations after us. If Jesus tarries, they will never have to pay for a mortgage. And they better not put no mortgage on this thing. Okay? Because we don't want to get into debt. We don't have to. Save that money. So that's a legacy. You can take that down. Thank you very much. I just want to use that as an example. We're launching that. And by the end of this year, end of 2025, we believe paid off. Because that's where God is at. Now, some of you are going to create a legacy with that because you're going to sow huge in that. You're not going to have to do it every year because we're going to pay it off. And that's it. That's it. But you're going to create a legacy yourself by sowing into the house of God. What better thing could you do besides sowing into God's house? Wow, man. Think about that. We're not at Nordstrom's. We're not even at K&G. Hello. You know, we're talking about paying off God's house. Now, I'm just using this as an example because what you do, good or bad, will be reflected in the generations coming up after you. And some of us don't think about that kind of stuff. We just, me, myself, and I. We don't think legacy. But we need to think the generations coming after us. You need to prepare for them to be able to do better than you. I said do better than you, not just do what you do, do better than you. See, because they should collect what you got after you're gone and then build on that too. They should learn from what you learned and learn what they're learning also and add it to what you're teaching them. Now, this goes both ways. This is a negative example of what happens. And sometimes you can be associated with people and get tied into their mess. This is why I have very few friends. I'm sorry, I just don't have a lot of friends. Actually, to be honest with you, I don't have time. It's hard enough to take care of my wife and my stuffed animals at home. I mean, I don't have time. I won't go there, but anyhow, I don't have time. Don't you look at me like that. My son-in-law looking at me. My son just thinks I'm nuts. But anyhow, Don, I'm okay. I'm okay. Okay, I'm not going back. This is not going back. I'm not going back to 6.5 years ago. Okay, but see, y'all need to understand. You got to build a legacy. God will get more excited about you and other people than just you. What if I said, I'm going to be Pastor Shelter, but the only one I'm going to pass is my wife and my three kids. Lord say, boring. And you can do that, but that's not what he wants you to do. You got to use your faith for other people and for all their needs and for helping people and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You're going to start a business and you're going to be the only customer, right? You're going to starve. You got to be caring about the well-being of other people that need your product or service. So you got to sharpen you up so you can take care of them. Hello? Okay. But the children of Israel committed a trespass regarding the cursed thing. The children of Israel, I want to tell you the truth, though, did not do this. One of the children of Israel did this. God had told them to go and to check out the land over here. They're coming into the area of Jericho. And in this area, they were to go and to check it out and make sure that the land was ready for them. Because God wants to take you into a good place, and you don't need to cheat to get there. Ooh, that hurts. You don't need to steal from the till just because God gave you the job and you feel like you're in charge of everything. That ain't your money. Learn to be honest. So here, God told them, the children of Israel committed a trespass regarding the cursed things for Achan. This guy by the name of Achan, he makes me ache. Achan! The son of Camri, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, giving you his whole history, who he came from, of the tribe of Judah, took, underline this now, you got to understand that God wants you to be an honest person. Take care of your wife, brothers. You don't need to be taking care of sister. You need to take care of your wife. Be a good man to her. Not everybody else's wife. Or trying to think of the next wife. Oh, I'm just going to speak of where you live in. This is where we live, in the United States of crazy America. We got all this stupid stuff going on and wondering why we're touching accursed things. And wondering why this nation is absolutely crazy. Well, you actually got to sit in the car and wait to see if something crazy is going to happen while you wait for your spouse to go into the store to buy something. This should not be happening. God wants us to be people of honesty, straight up folk. You should be so straight up until people can't stand you. I'm so sick of you being so straight. They have to start studying you. I remember we were building our first house. I was in broadcasting, was making money, so I built a house. My boss came to me and said, you need to build a house. Everybody else is building a house. You make enough money, go build a house. So we started building a house. My brother helped me, my oldest brother that passed away, ministered all over the world, in China and everywhere with Marilyn Hickey and others. And anyhow, we were living in his house before he got saved. And he would do things, he told us later, to test us. Robert would start drinking because he drank before he got saved. And offer it to us because we were living at his house while we were building our house. And he did it, he said, after it was over and he got saved finally. Thank God. Anyhow, he said he did it to test us. Because we talk like we so much a Christian. And so Robert wanted to know, my oldest brother, Robert wanted to know, is this real or not? His brother's sitting up here talking about he don't drink. So he bring out his fine wine. This is second service, I'm talking about wine. I don't know. Who's got the problem up here? No, I'm just kidding. just move on. But he bring out his fine wine. His shots of whiskey out of his cabinet in his beautiful A-frame house sitting on 8 acres in Puyallup. No, I'm sorry, 5 acres in Puyallup, owning all his companies, working with Kiewit and all those big construction firms all over the country and all over the world. And he would try to offer my wife and I a drink. And we would turn him down and turn him down and turn him down. We just wouldn't do it. Now, I didn't know I was being tested. But see, you're being tested 24/7. You're being tested right now. Are you more concerned about the game or church? But my team is winning. You're already on the winning team. They'll win this week and probably lose next week. You always win with Jesus. Use the recorder and go back to the game later. Don't get distracted. He got distracted with stuff. And a lot of us get messed up with stuff. It's amazing how stuff can just mess you up. Just stuff. You get some people around enough stuff and they'll just mess up. I wondered why women mainly work in banks. Have you ever wondered that? You know, I just think, you know, a lot of times it's the women behind that teller's box. I mean, that window. It's the women. Because a man probably wants to feel like it's his. I ain't just going to dish out everybody else's money. I feel like this is mine, you know, take a little bit. Besides, I've been working hard. Just my theory. But see, we have to fight whatever it is that's causing us to not be able to stay away from the accursed thing. What is the accursed thing for you? I remember when I was first starting out preaching, the Spirit of the Lord came to me and said, your assignment is to get people from the addiction that they presently have to be addicted with the word. Every one of us have an addiction. Some of us are addicted to food. We're always fighting it. I'm trying to stay out of that kitchen. Stay away from another piece of that pie. You can taste it before you get it. And they got your favorite going on right now. On sale. Why did you go to that grocery store? Some of us, we fight alcohol. It's in our DNA. Uncle was a lush. Our cousins drink. Can't have Thanksgiving without everybody getting blasted. It's just one of those things. Others of us, it's illegal substances. I feel better being risky. Feel like I'm gonna get caught maybe. Buying those drugs, dealing those drugs. Okay. I'm going over here for right now. No, I'm serious. Some people, you know, some women love to marry the gangster. I want to be with the dude that, you know, that shoots. Oh, with the rough man. We got problems. Got issues. Others of us, we're addicted to the doctor's office. If I can just get another pill. Now, they've been giving you fake pills for 6 years. You just don't know it. I gotta confess. My mom was like that. We had free medical because my dad was retired military. They knew her at Madigan. She went to Madigan, and she had every drug you could think of. And we knew some of it was sugar pills. She didn't care. She just felt like they cared. Because when she went there, they gave her something. Sometimes we have all these issues. Some of us, if we don't have money that day, woo, we're bears. We're terrible people. It's like, get on my face. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise for what? Because, you know, if I don't feel like I got what I'm supposed to have, I feel like less than a woman, less than a man, less than who I'm supposed to be. We have to realize by getting it through a cursed means is not going to help you. But it's not just not going to help you. I don't want my children cursed. I don't want my grandchildren cursed. I don't want my great-grandchildren cursed. I don't want them looking at the picture of my wife and I say, that's the one that started this whole mess. If they wouldn't have got involved with the crazy stuff they got involved with, we wouldn't be dealing with this. As they're trying to get off of drugs. As they're trying to stop drinking. See, you got to realize you ain't living for just you. I said you're not living for just you. You may think you are. You are not living for just you. You are living for generations after you. If Jesus tarries, you will have influenced them. So it says here that he took the cursed thing. And the anger of the Lord burned against the children of Israel, not against this guy, but against the whole group. I don't want to be involved with a group. I've been trying to preach this for 6 months, it seems like. I don't want to be part of a group that's doing the wrong thing. I'm not just going to go into business with you because you got a bunch of money. I don't know how you got it. I don't know what you do with it. And sure, I want to be able to make a profit and be in business like anybody else would in America. That's what we're built on here. It's a place where you can be able to launch your business anytime. But I'm not going to do that with people that curse my God. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to hang around you. All the time, you're always cussing. I'm not going to vote for you if all you do is cuss every time I see you on TV. I don't care what color you are. Because on the inside, you're a messed up color. Because I keep hearing your stupid mouth. I got to turn the channel every time I see your face. Because I don't want my grandchildren to be offended by what you're saying and have to ask me, Dad, what did you say? Grandpa, what did you say? What did you just say? I want some upstanding people around me. Because I'm not ended up with you cursed. And I didn't even do anything. That's the one thing I hate, is being influenced by people that do something stupid and I had nothing to do with you. That's why we got high standards at the church. You ain't playing no games here. We will kick your rump. You act a fool with this church, especially with children. You are in trouble. We will call the cops, wait for them to come to get you after we beat your rear end. That's right. We catch you with one of these children, you are in trouble. And we know this is considered a soft target. Churches are considered and schools are considered soft targets. This ain't no soft talker because we got something hard coming up after you. I just like to say that so if there's any thinking of coming to this church, you won't now. I ain't that desperate for members. Now, this is a washing machine. And if you got them problems, come up in here and we'll discover it. Because we got the Holy Spirit, the discerning of spirits, and God will show us stuff. And we're going to work on you before you do anything in this church. Just the way I fly. I fly to get to my destination, not to crash. Now, Joshua sent men out to Jericho, to Ai, and I'm almost done now because I don't have much more time. Just a couple more minutes, and we'll go ahead and get lunch. Which is besides Beth-Aven, on the east side of Bethel, and spoke to them, saying, go up and spy out the country, because they were taking over property left and right. Right. God was with them. Moses was dead. Joshua was in charge. Moving. So the men went up and spied out Ai, and they returned to Joshua and said, don't let all the people go up. This little place, man, come on. Let 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and attack Ai, and let's just take it. Don't worry all the people there, for the people are of Ai. They're few. There's just a few folks. See, and this is how we can get relaxed. Yeah. We just relax. It's all right. God don't care. It's just a quick fling. Yeah. I ain't got no real relationship going on. It's just a little bit of stuff. You know, she winked at me, I winked at her, and that was it. And then she called me, and, you know, we got together. But it ain't last. You go to hell with that kind of stuff. You know that? Yeah. It's time to get straight. It's time to get out of the curse. It's time to stop trying to put your feet as close as you can to the sin line. With I ain't sinned yet. Why you want to get that close to it? Why don't you keep yourself away from that mess? You know you get tempted when you get too close anyhow, and you'll be over the line. Stay with people that don't even play that mess with you. Stay up in this church. That's why some people don't want to come to church, because they come to church and people start reading their mail. God, by the Holy Spirit, the word of God is alive and full of power, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even dividing asunder, soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and is the discerner of your thoughts and your intents of your heart. You ain't even said it yet. But God knows through his word you're about to do it. He's the discerner. The word is the discerner. So you came up and got some of that word, and God read your mail while you're trying to read his. That's why you stay from the church. That's why people stay from the church. It's too close. Too real. I'm used to facades. Fake relationships. Fake everything. Now, I won't go to the physical, but you know what I'm talking about. Everything's fake. You get it home, take it all off. We don't even know who you are. There's just a few people there. We can just handle it. So about 3,000 men went up there from the people, but they fled before the men of Ai, this little small town, smaller than Tukwila. They came up there, come on, we just take it over with 3,000 men, and ended up with 36 men dead. These are dead Israelites, warriors, over some little old town. See, the little things will kick your rear end. You better work on the little stuff, the little cussing, the little flirting. Why am I on flirting? I don't know. Stop flirting. Stop giving the wrong look. Stop looking wrong. Brothers, practice it. When they come with nothing on, you turn the other way. You give it a couple of seconds, you'll be gone. Because they're fleeting. But what they want is your payoff of you staring at them. That's all they're looking for. They don't even want no money. They just want you to look at them so that you can lust with your eyes and go to hell because you're lusting on someone that you ain't married to. I'm trying to help folks because we need some serious men now. We need some real men that's going to really live this life and belt out about Jesus unashamedly like this man standing up here singing that song. People ain't playing no games with God, but serious. Been through hell and back, but no, they don't want to go back again. So here they go. They went up there and with their 3,000 men, and the men of Ai struck them down, and about 36 men. And they chased the Israelites. That's like chasing our Marines. Can you imagine our Marines running from a group of thugs okay. Let me say this. Ain't nobody gonna listen anyhow. but how you gonna protest against the United States military, the FBI, and all of that? People run around there with their little signs because we rounded up people that's criminals and shipping them off. Don't look at me. You wouldn't care until they come and steal stuff you got or shoot somebody you know. Rape somebody that's one of your relatives. This ain't the same. I'm sick of people equating all this crap that goes on with everybody on the planet that's of some kind of minority with black folk. Y'all should understand you went through the same thing. No, we didn't go through the same thing. We didn't come here illegally. And we didn't shoot and kill and rob, and except for black-on-black crime, which we're working on and need to. But you can't just do anything and expect God to just be with you. You got to make some decisions that you're going to live right. You're going to do what's right. You're going to stand for what's right. You're going to say what's right as best you can. We're only human beings. Go ahead, put your dentures back in. I'll be all right. It's okay. And the men of Ai struck down. You are not supposed to lose. Lord saying, be candid. I got about 2-3 minutes. He says, just be candid. The thing that bothered me about this deaconess leaving us, first of all, I didn't expect it. Next of all, I don't want God to look like a loser. That's why I show you all these people that were healed. Because the enemy want to tell you that healing don't work no more. But that's a lie from the devil. See, you are not supposed to lose like the children of Israel did to losing 36 men. That's a lot of men to a little group of gangbangers. And that's why I started talking about this crazy violations of all of the rules and laws in America. Anybody that's doing that, especially from another country, and you came in here illegally and talking about you are not illegal. You are already illegal. You came in illegal. It's like you breaking in my house, eating all my food and saying, it's all right. You a pastor. I'm a pastor and you getting your rump out of my house too. You can't just come in and do what you want to do. See, They needed to follow what God said, because we have to be detailed on what God said. God said, don't touch their mess. I will bless you with more than enough. And the boy goes in here. The little boy goes in there. I'm talking about Achan. He goes in there and steals a vase. I got an expedite. He stole a vase. Do you hear me? A vase. Read the rest of his body yourself. I can't believe that he would be that stupid. And do you know what happened to him? They brought not just him, but him and his little children and his wife out, and they stoned them to death. That's the justice that was in the Old Testament. New Testament justice, God just lets you suffer and help you try to figure out what's wrong with you. Hope you're going to repent. We don't have a stoning field in the parking lot out there. We don't stone people because they do stupid stuff. We would run out of rocks. So we just let people do stupid stuff. And we wait for them to come to themselves and want help. And sometimes they expire before they get the help. I do not want to just put this to the close. I do not want you to suffer because of stupid stuff that other people are doing just because you're associated with them. Get away from them. Come out from among them. That's what it says in the New Testament. Be ye separate, says the Lord. Get away from foolish folk. You got an Achan in your group? Identify them and separate yourself from them. I know we all have buddies we used to run with when we were young, especially us men. We're always looking for mentors. And sometimes it don't mean matter what they're all about. Just somebody to tell me what to do. Especially if I didn't have a father. But do not allow yourself to get with people that are not serving your God. You talking about gangs? The church should be the biggest gang on the planet. We got a code of conduct. We got an OG, God the Father. Okay? The Holy Spirit that will bug you until you get it right. We got somebody that gave up the blood and went into the crypt. We got it covered. I mean, this dude was so rough, he got holes in his hands. He got shot, and he's still walking. Rough brother. And he calls us our little brother, his little brother. I mean, get real. You want a gang? Come on up in here. I dare you to give your life to Jesus Christ. That's all I got for right now. Come on, give God some praise in Jesus' name.